So, I just want to say that each one of us are working in life, or whatever activities we are engaged in, whatever we are doing, right? We have some goal of life. Can any one of you who are hearing me for the first time, first share with me, to tell me that what do you think is the goal of your life? We are not working without any goals, right? We all have some short-term goals, some long-term goals. Short-term goals, I don't want to know. No, we want to get CFA degree, MBA degree, PhD degrees. You know, like these are all PhD students here from NUS. There are short-term degrees, short-term goals. Then we might have little intermediate goals to get married and settled in life, right? But what I'm asking about is the final one goal or one purpose behind each and every activity of our life. What is that?
It's happiness achievement, at the end of the day, satisfaction.
Absolutely. To feel happy, to feel satisfied. We may, each one of us have different ways of how to achieve it. Somebody wants to serve family, serve nation, serve humanity, or somebody also wants to go and serve other species of life. We may have different ways of filling that satisfaction. But each one of our activity is finally at the end of the day for feeling happiness and satisfied. Correct? Any exceptions here? No exceptions. It's not only human beings. It's even every living entity, including the animals. Whatever they are doing is for the happiness. Even in so-called, we say that the animals do not have too much of intelligence. They do have some intelligence, though. They don't have rational power, but they do have intelligence. They know when to go and grab food when the master is not looking, right? They're intelligent. So they also know exactly where I will get happiness. Sometimes we feel that the animals or our pet are exactly following what we want them to do. You know, like they'll dance when we tell them to dance, and they start playing when we want. And we say, oh, they are so lovely. They exactly know. But they know that I have to keep my master happy so that I can be happy. Correct? So happiness is the final goal of our life. But over and over again in this world, people have come to realization that things do not give happiness. As children, we all wanted a nice house. When we grow up, we should have a nice house, a bungalow, a nice car, good degree, or we wanted to go abroad and settle. And we all are in this position, either just there or maybe just reaching there. Correct? Settled abroad, having good job, having good money. But is it all? If you have, or if a person has good job, good money, good car, is it all in all? There is one thing which is above all this thing, and that is
God.
There is something which our heart is always looking for. After having a hectic day of at office or work or at college, when you go home, what do you look for? Somebody who opens the door and with smile, with love, welcomes you home. Makes you feel wanted, makes you feel cared, makes you feel important in their life. Is it not? Why? Because as Mataji said, the one and important thing of life is to love and to feel loved. If you want to have money, if you want to have possessions, if you want to have beauty, if you want to have power, why? Because we feel people will love us, respect us, and they will be able to reciprocate when we love them. The basic need in our life is to love and to feel loved. But if you love somebody, if they do not accept the love, if they do not reciprocate, what does it lead to? Frustration, anger. Only way of feeling satisfaction is a loving relationship which actually fulfills the heart. As a children, in our childhood, we had loving relationship with the parents. But when we start growing bigger, that is not sufficient. We look forward to have friends, right? And parents will start suddenly realizing that nowadays my child is more happily spending time with the college friends, going out for movies with them. But then after a while, we start looking for some other relationships, having some long-lasting relationship. of a life partner, right? And that is reflected very nicely in many of our times. We used to have pockets. Now I think maybe we can reflect it on the Facebooks and social medias. Like initial days, people used to have their purse, and in the purse, what photos they would have? As a child, we would have child with our parents, right? So I can now replace it with our DPs, right? Our beautiful photos. Then we start sharing it with our friends, our best friends, when we start going to college. Then we start falling in love with somebody. Then we change the DP with somebody else, correct? The DPs keep on changing. The center of life keeps on changing. But the purpose behind it remains the same. To feel happiness through that relationship. But what happens? Why the relationships are changing? When we go into any relationship, we feel that yes, we are going to be the most happy person now. This is the end. Now this is the final part. I've got it. But it is also doesn't remain steady. It may be a good, happy relationship. It's not that everybody is frustrated in life. You might have a good family life, good husband-wife relationship, you have good children. But it just doesn't satisfy. There is something which is lagging in the heart. Does anyone have that feeling? There's something more which we are looking for, which is permanent. And that is, as Mataji correctly said, the relationship with God. Why? I'll give a simple example. A child who is lost from the mother in a crowded market starts crying bitterly, looking for the mother. Is it a unheard incident? No. So somebody, stranger, sees this child in distress and start pacifying the child, giving some toffee, giving some very attractive chocolate. A child will take it, maybe start eating for a while. But immediately after a while, child will throw away the chocolate. But where is mommy? Where is papa? Somebody will come and take child for a ride. Come, let us go for a ride. You know, child might feel happy for us for some time. But after some time, child will look for mommy. The child will feel happy and satisfied only and only when the child is reunited with the father or mother. Because that is a place of eternal rest or satisfaction, protection. Yes, I will be protected. And same thing is with us. We are looking for a lot of relationship, and sometimes we will feel happy in that relationship. But after a while, we start looking for something more, something more, something more. Because the day we will achieve our final or stabilize our relationship with our eternal God, eternal Father, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that Sarva Yoneshu Kauteya Aham Bija Prada Pitaha. For every single species of life, not only for human beings, or even animals and insects, I am the seed giving father. He is our father. You want to call him Krishna, you want to call him Ram, Jehovah, Allah, may it be. I'm just taking one name, one of the names of Lord. But he is our eternal father. And when the relationship with the father is re-established, then all the relationships starts falling into place. Why? Again, simple analogy I will give. Many of us have, most of us I should say, have basic physics understanding. It's not even physics, I can say common sense. When we go to a pond side, okay, some of us, we go with friends or family members, we take a stone and put it in the water. What happens? Wave starts coming, right? Your friend or whoever is the next puts another stone next to your stone, what happens? The waves will start growing, but your and that person's waves will start clashing or colliding. And what happens? They damp each other's effect. This is physics, correct? Now, if you put a stone at one particular point and the other person puts the stone exactly at the same center, what will happen? What happens?
Increase.
It will increase the effect of the waves. Is it not simple common sense, or maybe part of the sort of physics, right? Same thing works in life. When we have one goal and our near ones have different goals, then they start clashing. I want to see Z Cinema, somebody else wants to see, what are the different channels? I'm sorry, I don't know even the different channels. Sony TV. Somebody wants to see Saas Bahu, somebody wants to see cricket match. when our goals are different, it starts clashing. We might use some temporary solution. You have your TV, I have my TV. Right? But that's not the final relationship. Right? Relationship means having a common goal where we can actually enhance each other. And that happens when everyone has single goal or single center. And that is, if I say my goal has to be the center, the other person will say, why not mine? Correct? Not yours, not mine. Let's have one center goal of having God in the center of our life. When that happens, we start enhancing each other's life. And we start doing sacrifices for each other. And then the loving relationship will actually start becoming more meaningful. The relationship will become more deep. Is it not true? Right? So these relationships can actually make us or they can break us. If the goals remain centered, if the harmony remains in the life, then assisting and helping each other, what can we do? We can progress and together we can increase and be part of each other's happiness. But if it doesn't happen in that way, what happens? We start colliding. And then everyone wants to keep their happiness as a self-centered happiness. But the real nature of heart is having a happy relationship. And in that happy relationship, when we start doing sacrifice, adjustment, accommodation, having God in the center, not what you say or what I say is important, what Lord wants us to do, when we have that common goal, what will happen? We will start adjusting everything according to the scriptures or according to a single common goal. And that will make life happy. So, we all have heard about Pandavas. So, Yudhishthir Maharaj once asked sage Narad Muni that those who are married and are engaged in material activities, we have so many duties to do. We do not have time to completely sit and chant God, God, Krishna, Krishna, or whatever you want to say, God's name. How can we get perfection of life? Or we will never get perfection of life. Or do you say that we should give up everything and go to Himalayas? Is it required? What is your opinion? No. We can get perfection in any stage of life, in any circumstances of life. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvarnam Maya Srishtam Guna Karma Vibhagasha. He has divided the society into four varna and four ashrams. Four ashrams are Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. Whatever ashrams you may be a Brahmachari, Sannyasi or you may be a Grihastha, you can get perfection. And that is the beauty of having part of bhakti in our life. You do not have to change the situations in life. Situations will keep on changing. If we think we have to change situation to become stabilized in life, situations will never stabilize. They'll keep on changing. You stabilize one problem, another will come. Is it not true? Anybody can say that I have no problems in life, I have come over all the problems. No. The way day after night follows automatically, difficulties and happiness will keep on coming automatically. We have to try to get over it, but at the same time, the goal has to remain. And that is why, to make life happy, we don't have to change the situation. We have to change our own consciousness, our own perception. Right? So that time, Narad Muni told that, no, even in the grihastha life, one can achieve perfection. But then Narad Muni says, this is given in Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 14th chapter, ideal house life, what it should be. And then he says that if those who are in the household life, if they follow some basic situations or some basic principles in their life, then it's very easy that even they can achieve perfection. So that is what I'm going to share with you today, that what are those basic instructions which Narad Muni is telling for the householders to follow in their life. He's saying that there are few basic things which one must follow, and that is that one must, he says, Gruheshva avasthito rajan kriya kurvan yatho chittaha. Gruheshthito, you can stay in the house, but you have to do something. Kriya yatho chittaha, you should do activities which are appropriate for your ashram. which is uchita, not which is against your ashram. And next thing which he says is, Vasudeva Arpanam Sakshad. Whatever activities you do, Vasudeva Arpanam, offer it to the Lord. And this how we should do? By doing Upasita Mahamunim. And we can understand this, what to do, what not to do, and how to offer it to God by following or taking guidance from a devotee who has understood the God. So when we understand from them, and just for basic, simple, do our duties, which is required, and offer the results to God, then it makes our life easy. We have to go and earn. In family life, you cannot say, I'm not going to earn. I'm just going to sit and worship Krishna from morning to evening. He will fulfill our stomach. He will come and... He has told, right? He has told that, I will... Ananyat shinta yanto maam ye jana pari upasate. Tesham nityabhi yuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. Everybody has heard yogakshemam vahamyaham? LIC, right? What does that words means? Krishna says that anyone who worships me uninterrupted with single-minded attention, I provide that person whatever he has, he lacks, and I will protect what they have. So I can sit at home and I can think like this, that Krishna will provide, Hari Bol, I'm not going to do anything. I'll sit and he will come. But that's not what Krishna tells Arjuna. He tells, it's your duty to fight, Arjuna, you do your duty. So we have our duties. We have our duties to our parents, to our family members, to our children, to society, to nation, to our employers. And we need to do all that duty. But how much, how, with what goal in life? That is very important. And secondly, when we do our duties, we shouldn't think that if I'm doing this, I should get something in return. I'm not telling you that you go and tell, I say, I will do my job and I'm not expecting any return in my... You may not pay me. The bosses will be very happy if the employees will go and tell them like this. What it means, what the scripture says, that we should do activities without expecting results for our own sense gratification. Whatever results come, we use it in the service of God. So family members and the people around us are also representative of God, and we should use it for their service, no doubt. But we should not think that this is for my happiness. The day we start thinking that this is everything is for my happiness, that me and mine is going to bind us. Again, I'll give you a simple example. A soldier who is working in an army, there is a war at the border, so the country sends that soldier and he goes and kills 100 people of the opposite party. What he gets? A medal, right? He comes back holidays at home, now he's got a medal, and the neighbor is very kitty. He doesn't like his neighbor, he's always coming and cribbing. So one day he takes a gun and shoots his neighbor. Just one person, not even 100. And now what is the action going to be taken on him? One medal, two medal. What is the medal?
Jail.
Correct? He'll be court-martialed. He will say that just now, very recently, I killed 100 people and you gave me a medal, and now I'm killing only one person, and actually this person was troubling me. Those 100 people are not even coming to trouble me. Why are you punishing me? But what the government says, you did that first action under our instruction, and that's why we take the responsibility. When you do actions at your own whims and fancies without any instruction, we do not take responsibility. You have to take your own responsibility. And that is what God tells us. That when we try to enjoy the results independent, then we will have to take the responsibility. Good you do, you will get benefit. Anything bad will happen, we'll have to suffer. But when we do all activities, which we have to do anyways, but we tell Lord, I'm doing everything for your pleasure because I am supposed to be doing. Achha hua tera, bura gadbad kiya to bhi tumhara. Tum pakdo, Bhagawan. Then he will take care. Yudhishthir and even all Pandavas had to kill lakhs of people in the war, right? But they did it under the instruction of Krishna. And that's why Krishna took the responsibility of it. And that is what happens, that grihastha life means doing actions which is required, but offering the results to God. Tell him that you should, you take everything. And how do we know that what to do and what not to do? We should do it under the guidance of a guru. So he says this is the first thing. Second thing is, another important duty of a grihastha is, that important thing about grihastha is that once a person is married, he is called, supposed to be called as a grihastha. But all are not grihasthas. Scriptures describe that there are two types of family man. One is called grihastha, one is called grahmedi. What does it mean by grihastha? It's called as an ashram. Grihastha ashram. Ashram means one who has taken shelter of Lord and one who is giving shelter to others who are dependent on them. And grihasthiti, those who are doing this, taking shelter of Lord in a family life, they are called as grihastha. But when we are just in family life but not taking shelter, they are called as grihamedis. It means that you are taking actions and responsibility yourself, you have no connection to God. That becomes grihamedi. But the ideal grihastha has to just do his basic duties, whatever is required, and offer it to God. It becomes grihastha ashram. One of the few of the important activities which Narad Muni is describing, that one should do maintain the family by honest means and not indulge into ugra karmas. Sometimes when we have a lot of desires and greed, we go to any extent to achieve more for our sense gratification. But all actions have equal and opposite reactions. If not now, someday we will see the reactions. So we should not try to get short-term happiness at this moment by inculcating this ugra karmas. Because the family members for whom we accumulate this wealth, they don't become part of it. We all have heard of Valya, Valmiki, who wrote Ramayana. When he was initially a hunter, once he met Narad Muni. And he asked Narad Muni, why are you killing all these animals? He said, it's my responsibility to feed my family. And I'm a hunter by profession. He said, but you are killing so many of them for feeding your family. Are they also going to share your sins, bad reactions, sinful reactions? He said, of course, I'm doing for all of them. So Narad said, please go and ask them once. Please confirm. So he very confidently went to his parents. I'm your child, loving child, yes. You have taken care of me, so now I'm taking care of you. Will you please also be part of my reactions, sinful reactions, whatever I'm incurring, just to feed all of you? They said, excuse us. It's your duty. Do not expect us to be part of it. You do whatever way you want to feed us, we are fine. I'm not telling you to go and kill. It's your choice. They said, sorry. He went to his wife, he went to his children, and everybody had the same answer. And that made Valya realize that happiness people will come to share. When it comes to reactions, sorry boss. So we should really think that if I am incurring ugra karma for somebody who we really feel they're very close to us, be careful. We should earn, we should have basic facilities of life, no doubt about it, but we should try and be honest. Or I should say, we should be honest. I'm not saying, this is Bhagavatam what is saying. And this we can achieve by having simple living, high thinking. If we keep our life simple, then it's very easy. But if we have very big goals in life, I want to achieve this and I want to have one car, not sufficient. I have a separate car for wife, separate car for children. Not simple car. I want BMW, Mercedes. More. Then the disease of more will make us go in a wrong direction. But the day we have our life made based on a simple living, high thinking principle, that will make our life very peaceful. People say, live life king size. Correct? Everybody says, smoking. Yeah, you will see people advertisement, live life king size. But for that, you incur so much of karma that what happens? Die life and size. Right? Like animals and dogs. We should really think. All these advertisements, all this propaganda is actually just misguiding us And just covering our intelligence, which even a simple, basic person can understand, that those who are nicely smoking and saying that, oh, these girls are getting attracted, they're not getting attracted because of their smoking, man. You are just attracting diseases. But how very cleverly, by advertising, they cover our basic intelligence and make us really feel that by smoking we look cool. Right? But it's so wrong. Next is that it is a duty of a grihastha to support other ashrams of society. Other ashrams are those who are brahmacharis and sannyasis, those who are brahmanas, those who have taken their life on that austere path to follow the Lord's path so that they can help the society. And they are not supposed to be earning. We should be supporting them. And how do we support them? By giving charity. What is the best means of giving charity? I'm not telling you to give away your money. It's very difficult. Hard-earned money. How to give up? These are all beggars. They don't want to work. That's why they're escaping, wearing saffron clothes. And then why should we support them? This is a common thing which thoughts are in the society. But there are genuine followers of the Lord. Those who take this austere life, not as an escapism, but for preaching this message to others. And when we support such genuine Brahminical ashrams of society, we will be benefited. By their blessings and by their prayers, we grow in life. Next thing we should do is, we should regularly come together and talk and glorify the Lord. At the end of the day, if all of us, not very far away in India, probably I have still seen, so less than 50 years ago, I'm actually not even 50 years, I'm sorry. Right? As my childhood, in my childhood when I would go to villages, and I'm sure many of you have seen this. At the end of the day, 8 o'clock, whole village is quiet. Everybody has finished their, closed their shops, they've eaten, and then they'll come together. And then there's some Ramayana Katha going on, and then there is some dance and drama performance going on Ramayana, Mahabharata, Gita, right? Gita part will be going on. Have you all seen this?
Yes.
Right? But at the end of the day, nowadays, what do? In our family, when the children come home, when we come home after a long time, what do we do? We sit in front of monster TV. The idiot box, right? With the actress and actors, they cry, we cry. They feel happy, we feel happy. But we don't understand that for crying, they are getting hundreds and crores of rupees. We pay for crying with them. Are we not fools? We should take out some time. We all require recreation. It's described, even Krishna knows. Krishna did not say, don't know recreation. You should not have time with your family. Just sit and always talk philosophy. He is not that theoretical. Krishna also says that we should have good recreation, but which is of in mode of goodness. So when we sit together with our family and read Gita, do some kirtan. In the beginning when we did 10 minutes kirtan, was it not refreshing? Was it not making us happy? But if we think, kirtan karna matlab kya? Wo budhe logon ka kaam hai. Those who are 50, 60 years old, retired, say, temple mein jayenge, baithenge, kirtan karenge. Right? No, but you come and see, when we simply chant, sing and dance, then we feel really great happiness at heart. And that's why it is said, we all have heard, family which prays together,
stays together.
And family which dances together, advances together. So we should always come together and chant Lord's name. Read at least one page of Gita or Bhagavatam every day with the family members. And this will go a long way. Those who are young children, we all have one fear. 15, 20 years down the line, when our children will be grown in this today's world, the way it is advancing, or I should say the way it is going down, we have that fear. What will our children do? They will get friends with who are drug addicts, smokers, those they might, don't we have these tensions? We will have this stress when we will have children, and when we see them growing, we will have these stresses. But rest assured, if we have taken our time, we have sat with them, we have spent time with them reading Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam when they are children, when they will grow old, they will not forget this. Your this nourishment, what we give them, will keep them on right track. Be assured about it. And that is the right thing we can give it to our children. We think that we should give them the best of gadgets, best of iPads and iPods and phones to play with, and best of toys. All this thing will go away one day. But the samskaras, what we will give, they will stay with them forever. And they will protect them in future. And that's what we need to give them. They do not want only the costly gadgets. They want your time. They want your love. Sit with them. Play with them. Joke with them. Read a part of Gita or Bhagavatam with them. Just tell a story. Just read a story from Bhagavatam. Dhruva story, Prahlad story. This is what we have heard from our parents, which is bringing us here today. And if we will fail to give it to our children, we will be failures. This is what we should give it to our children. And last is, we should always do sacrifice. As a grihastha, it is described that we should do sacrifices or yagnas. But where do we have time? And where do we have those pure brahmanas who can do nice yagnas, right? And what, even if we decide to do one yagna, the brahmana will come and give a big list of so many items and the cost will be in few hundred thousand dollars. Oh, it's too expensive, right? Knowing all these things, God has given a very simple way of doing sacrifice in Kali Yuga. And that is Nam Sankirtan Yagna. Just chant. It doesn't cost anything. Take Krishna's name. Read his books. And when we sit and chant his name together, it gives us so much of solace at heart because it purifies the heart. I'll end with a small story. That a person who was telling that you should do Nam Sankirtan. If I tell all of you, everybody must at least 5 minutes a day should take out time and chant Krishna's name or Ram's name, wherever, whoever you have faith. It is a way of thanking God. Thank you, O Lord. Is it something more, something very high which Lord is expecting? It's not that He is expecting, but is it not our part to be a little bit courteous to go and tell God thank you? How do we tell thank you? By just sitting in front of Him and chanting His name. That's what is given in scriptures in Kali Yuga. So if we have to give 5 minutes, 10 minutes a day, we have a problem. Because we have one big disease in this Kali Yuga, and that is no time disease. Correct? No time. Bhaiya, time nahi. Uske aage kuch bhi bolo. Time mein baare mein mat bolna. Every day 10 minutes nahi hai. We do not have time. But if we take out little time, we will see the results. So similarly, it's described that Lord is not separate from His name. Kaliyug Keval Nama Adhara. It said that Lord is incarnated in Kali Yuga in His own name. Kali Doshi Nidhir Rajan Asti Ek Mahan Guna Kirtanad Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Brajet. It said in Bhagavatam that Kali Doshi Nidhir Rajan, this Kali Yuga is full of faults. Our ancestors used to live for 100 years easily. But nowadays, if somebody lives for 100 years in London, Queen Elizabeth sends a congratulation card. Pooja, you have a chance. You can get a card, right? It's a big deal. It's a big deal. When I was studying medicine 2 decades ago, when we used to study about cancers, it used to come age 50 to 60 years plus, like that. That sentence has been taken out now. Because we see cancers at any age. Children and even youngsters, 15, 20, 25, there is no bar. Absolutely, it's changed. Everything has changed. Why? Because Kali Yuga is progressing so badly. In such Kali Yuga, what is it? Kali Dosha Nidhe Rajan, Asti Ek Mahan Guna. But one good thing is there in this Kali Yuga. Kirtanad Eva Krishna se. Just by chanting the name of Krishna, Mukta Sangha Param Vrajet, one can get liberated. Just by chanting the name of Krishna or Lord. This is very simple formula which is given in Shastras for us. So each one of us are modern smart people. We all want to have good bank balance. If we get some idea by doing this, you will get higher interest rate or you will get more returns. We all run in that direction to save our, to make our savings safe. Correct or no? Right? But we are not realizing that at this moment, what are we doing? We are going through the journey of this life without putting any balance or depositing anything which is going to be long lasting. We are putting lot and lot of money in our bank, which all that money we are going to leave for somebody else. And when we will go, how we will go? But if we know that something which we can take with us, that bank account, should we not try to fill that also? What can we take with us? What is the only thing which we will take with us? Yeah, good karmas, our activities. This is what Yudhishthira Maharaj told the Yaksha, that our only karma or the dharma what we will do will go with us. And we have to remember this again and again, or remind ourselves again and again, that morning to evening, every day, I'm supposed to be spending 8 hours, but I'm spending probably 12 hours in office for putting that, increasing my bank balance, which is only for a few years. How many minutes I am giving to increase the bank balance, which is going to go beyond that? If I can give 12 hours to my temporary bank balance, can't I give 12 minutes a day to that permanent bank balance? We should think that. And then we should work on it. And when we chant Krishna's name, Ram's name, that is the wealth which we are going to put in our permanent bank balance. When we will go, that is the only wealth which will go with us. And the goal of a married life or grihastha life is to help each other to make that final bank balance go more and more. So there are a few qualities which are described in scriptures which one should remember when we come together. In family, when we come together, we are not coming for our own selfish desire. We have to have some basic accommodative qualities which will help us together progress to that goal, which will help us to go on eternal level. So I've just put those qualities into formula of Grihastha, because this is supposed to be on a Grihastha ashram. G is for gratefulness. We should be always grateful in our life for everything. To each other, to the society, and to the Lord. Many times we are grateful, but do we express our gratefulness? Do we go and tell thank you? How many times we tell thank you to our people in the office? But go home and wife brings you a cup of tea. So what? Are we that courteous at home? We should be grateful and we should be expressing our gratefulness. That is very important. Express gratefulness. Feel grateful. And same way, when we feel grateful to the Lord, when we see there are so many people, those who are around, they are not as fortunate as us, should we not thank God? Thank you, Krishna. Thank you, God, that you have given me all these things. By chanting his name 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes a day, giving little time to him. So first is being grateful. Never take your partners for granted. That's very important. So what? This is your duty. ये तो रोज करते हैं, इसमें कौन सी बड़ी बात है? No, don't take each other for granted. Take every day of your life as if you have met each other for the first time. Then how courteous we are. How much we try to impress each other. शादी हुई तो बर्बादी. After that, no more requirement. Don't do that. Always remember to express your gratefulness. Next is R. R is respectfulness. To respect each other. Each one of us want that our partner respect us. But Respect is never demanded, it is commanded. And that will come by our own actions. Do not demand respect. Behave in such a way that your partner automatically respects you. And that happens when you have second R, that is reasonable expectations in life. Have reasonable expectations from each other. Do not have a flowery picture of your life. This is not Hindi, Hollywood or Bollywood movie. At the end they get married and everything was good ever after. Or they lived ever after, right? Happily ever after. No, we have to know that life is thodi khatti, thodi mithi, right? Only sweetness is also not going to be very tolerable. Do not have too much of expectations, right? Should be reasonable expectations. Don't expect that every day your partner should come and give you one gift of one diamond set. Right? Have reasonable expectations. And when we will have simple, reasonable expectations in life, our life will be happy. Second is I. I is integrity. Integrity means everyone wants their partner. Husband wants wife should be like Sita. Wife wants husband should be like Ram. Right? We expect other person to be like that. But are we following that in our life? Be integral to yourself. Keep that integrity of principles. Follow the basic principles in your life. And when we will remain and have this integrity in our life, automatically, respectfulness, gratefulness, it will follow. The day your partner sees that you are doing something what exactly opposite of what you are speaking, that faith is lost. And it's not only for husband and wife, it's also for your children. Your children are going to follow exactly what you say and what you do. You will say, tell them something, you will tell them you should not lie. And then they see that you are lying to each other. It's not going to work, boss. Walk your talks, and that integrity will help you in life. Next is H. H is for humility. In front of our boss and colleagues, we are always very humble. Whatever you say, boss. Yes, boss. Right? Ghar pe aaye to bade sher bante hain. Sorry, sherni bhi ban sakte. I'm not talking about one person only. Right? At home when we come, we lose all his humility and all good courteous behaviors. Why? Are they not human beings? Are they not important part of our life? Can't we take humble position? Should always take humble position in front of each other. It's not only that one person should be humble, another person should not be. No. But when we respect each other as not my property, husband or wife should not take each other as my property, but should think that this person is representative of Lord in my life, then we will be able to accept their desires and their position in our life in a humble way. And humility is the best way to attract the heart of the opposite person. Next is A. A is assist each other. Exactly what I spoke in the beginning. Put the stones at the same place. You do what you want, I will do what I want. That is not how life goes. And that will never bring happiness. But when we assist each other together to go ahead and to serve the Lord and to help each other in their progress, together we can grow. If we will try to grow alone separately, we will not be able to grow separately. But when we grow together by assisting each other, that will actually make the growth real faster. Next is S. S stands for service. Serve each other. Service is an expression of love. At the end of the day, if you go home and you tell your wife, I love you, but I don't serve you, I do not do anything. Or if the wife tells her husband, oh, I love you very much, but in the morning I'm going to take a blanket and sleep and you go and manage your own food. I'm not going to cook for you. Does it mean love? Love means service. There is no love without service. You see, mother's love for children, it's expressed in immense services which they do throughout their day. Same is of the father. Without any expectation, when we serve, that is a sign of a real love. Love is selfless, and that is expressed in the form of service. So we should try to serve each other. When we will serve each other as representative of God without expecting, that will actually bring us one day to so close to each other that it will be able to finally grasp the grace of the Lord. T is tolerate. We all are tolerating each other. No choice. Marriage life, once you come, you have to tolerate. But that tolerance, when we understand it's for a higher purpose, for higher principle, that is going to be shining us. Just the way when a gold is put into fire, when it tolerates that heat of fire, what happens? It starts shining. When a diamond takes that, accepts that, tolerates, or tolerates and accepts the pain of being cut, then it can actually shine. Similarly, sometimes we also come through the situations when we have to tolerate. But when we tolerate together the situations, it will help us. A simple story. Two small children on a seashore were making small castle. Right? We all have made castles, or we have seen. I don't know nowadays children. I think here is Sentosa, they still go and make castles, right? And as the day was becoming end of the day, it was becoming high tide and the waters were coming more and more towards the shore. And after a while, a big wave came and washed off that castle. And these two children were actually, like, they were so attached, they were playing to that castle. The parents were thinking, now they're going to start
crying.
But what did the children do? They held each other's hand, started laughing. They went a little far away and started making a next castle. And that time the parents realized that when we have the hands of each other together, we can face difficulties. Difficulties will come without any exceptions in life. But when we know that somebody is next to me to stand with me at every situations of life, we will stand with each other, the difficulty will also pass away. So tolerate each other and tolerate other situations in life together, and that can make a life, grows a life happy. Last is, after this is H and A. H is being honest. Being honest here, I'm trying to use it for one thing, very important quality. When somebody hurts us, or when our family member hurts us, we sometimes feel very bad. Those who love us, or those who we love the most, they have the highest power to hurt us. Correct? Those who are going on the street, walking on the street, if they come and shout at you, who cares, man? You just go. But little bit of insult or harsh word by our near ones, it harms us, or it makes us so much painful, right? It's very difficult to take that pain. Why? Because more we love them, more we find them closer to us, more pain they can give us. But when such situations come in life, we should think back. Knowingly or unknowingly, be honest to yourself. Have I hurt the other person? Can any one of us say that we never hurt anybody else? We always have. Right? As Lord Jesus said, that throw stone only if you have never done a sin. And all the villagers left. You all know that story, right? Throw the first stone only by the person who has not done any sin. We should be honest to ourselves. That if once sometimes we are hurt, we should think that maybe we also have hurt sometimes somebody else. Forgive them. This forgiveness is a very important quality in life. When we will forgive and forget, then we will be very peaceful. Our nature is to get and never to give. So to get and to give is painful. Forget and forgive is very helpful. Remember? So always forget and forgive. And last is appreciate. Or what I told in the beginning, that express your appreciation. Even a simple cooking when your partner is doing, or even a simple flower when your partner is bringing to you, express with full enthusiasm your appreciation. But be a little careful. Many times it happens like that there are little miscommunications or little hurt happens in the life. And when you talk to them, I just had one family friend and then they were having some discontentment at heart. So I was talking to the husband. Do you like your wife? Do you love her? Obviously. Do you tell her? Usme bolna kya? 25 saal ho gaye shaadi ko, pata nahi hai kya? What is there to express? No, boss, we need to express. We all are human beings. We need to express. Whether it is 25 years of your life or 50 years of married life, express. When we will express and when we will communicate, we will make life much more simple to go. But be a little careful. Why I was telling be a little careful? I'm going to tell a small story and then end there. There was one person who was having a lot of problems with his wife. So he went to a counselor and he said that, do you ever appreciate your wife? Nahi, usme kya appreciate karne ka? Every day she cooks nice food for you. Every day she is doing so much for you. He said, no, I never appreciate. She knows it's everything is perfect. He said, no, you should express it very, very nicely. So that day he went home and according to the instruction given by the counselor, he said, okay, today whatever comes, I'm going to appreciate my wife. So he went in, parathas and nice sabji came. So he started eating paratha and said, arre, kya paratha hai? Kya paratha hai? Aaj tak itne saalon mein kabhi itna acha paratha nahi khaya. And then he started appreciating wife right, left and center. Arre, you make everything nice, but this paratha out of the world. Never before you have made like this. I can eat two more, I can eat few more. Like this, if you make every day, it will be so nice. And suddenly wife comes from the kitchen with a belan in the hand and she wants to beat him. So he's thinking, what happened? That person told me I should appreciate. I'm actually appreciating. Why she is going to beat me? And she told, 25 years I have been feeding you. You never appreciated me. Today for the first time I'm giving you paratha made by the neighbor. And you are appreciating it. So be a little careful. Appreciate your partners, not the neighbors. So when we will have this basic quality of being grateful, respectful, following the principles and having integrity in our life, being humble, appreciate each other, assist each other. What was the next one? Grihastha, as serve each other, be honest and humble. And tolerate situations together. These are simple formulas which will make our life a happy life. And together we can make progress to final bank balance by chanting together, by reading together. How much of a differences we may have, but at the end of the day, sit together with your family and read one page of Gita or Bhagavatam. Say one prayer together. Say thanks to God together, and that will surely go long way ahead in your life. Thank you very much.